From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The nation's unemployment rate has topped 10% for the first time since 1983. The Labor Department says it was 10.2% in October. 190,000 jobs were lost in the month, more than analysts had expected. But economist Hugh Johnson at Johnson Illington Advisors says he thinks the situation will not become much worse.
Given the trajectory or the trend in job losses, and the possibility that we'll have job gains by the second quarter of 2010, I don't think it's going to go significantly above 10.2%. A little bit, but not a lot.
President Obama and his advisors have said they expected the unemployment rate to top 10% before the economy starts to add jobs again. Meanwhile, people who've been out of work for an extended period are getting some help from Congress and the White House. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama is set to sign legislation today extending unemployment benefits for an extra 14 weeks, or even longer for those in states with the highest jobless rates. Lawmakers say the extended safety net is needed because even with the economy growing again, unemployment's expected to remain high well into next year. The new law also extends a tax credit for home buyers that was set to expire later this month. Homebuyers can now claim the credit through next summer. Congress has also relaxed the rules, so the $8,000 first-time homebuyer's credit is available to wealthier families, and for the first time, move-up buyers can also claim a somewhat smaller credit. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Officials at Fort Hood, Texas, say they do not know the motive for shootings yesterday at the Army post that left 13 people dead and 30 injured. The man officials believe opened fire is Major Nidal Hassan. Colonel Stephen Braverman is the Fort Hood Hospital commander. He said Hassan is an Army psychiatrist at the hospital.
He took care of soldiers with behavioral health problems and also evaluated people who had disability evaluations.
Hassan survived the incident and is being treated for injuries in the hospital. At this morning's news conference, Colonel John Rossi said weapons are not generally carried on the post.
Soldiers, like citizens, are allowed to maintain privately owned weapons and purchase them and use them for hunting and target shooting. We're looking into, in this case, whether it was registered on the post, which would be a requirement for him to do so, to register it. But, random checks are done on vehicles coming in and out of the gate. So in this case, he could have just brought it on to the installation.
The Army says it is still notifying next of kin of some of the shooting victims. Stocks have been up around the world today after a rally on Wall Street yesterday that pushed the Dow Jones Industrial Average back over the 10,000 mark, but Wall Street futures have turned negative this morning. This is NPR News. British Airways is reporting a loss for the first half of its financial year. Larry Miller has more from London.
Registering a $485 million loss, British Airways says revenue over the first half of the year through September was down nearly 14%. BA's chief executive, Willie Walsh, said aviation remains in recession, and this year is the most difficult in the industry's history. Walsh predicted commercial aviation faces a $1.7 billion drop in revenue this year. The airline has already announced plans to cut 3,700 jobs, but Walsh said the poor results mean another 1,200 staff will need to go. Unions are fighting the cuts along with the imposition of new working conditions. BA cabin crew will be voting on whether to strike. There are concerns the dispute could lead to a walkout over the busy Christmas period. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The big insurance company AIG, which was bailed out by taxpayers as it approached collapse from supporting insurance products on shaky debt, says it has been profitable for a second straight quarter. But investors reacted negatively to its latest results, sending its stock down in pre-market trading. AIG says its quarterly profit was $92 million compared to a $24 billion loss in the same quarter a year ago. AIG's chief executive officer said the company's earnings will fluctuate as it executes a restructuring plan. The Starbucks coffeehouse chain reports business picking up again after a deep recession-era slump, but the company says that cost-cutting is responsible for as much of its improved results in the most recent quarter as anything else. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.